And now, Marion Joyce Consumer Talk. Here's Marion Joyce.
Hi, I'm Marion Joyce, and a warm, big welcome to you, my friends, to the Marion Joyce Show. I'm so glad you could join me today because we have a wide variety of topics that we cover, always things important to you, and frequently things you don't hear about on any other shows, like cutting edge in medicine, travel information, grooming tips, healthful shopping and household and entertaining ideas, celebrity and author interviews, and much, much more. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, and I must say that we have a wonderful guest with us, and his name is Joe, and he's the owner of Davante Salons in Scarsdale, New York. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to ask you, some of the things that we're going to be talking about, we're always trying to look great, especially around various celebration and holiday times. And one of the things that people worry about is that they're starting to look a little older. And so we have a bunch of tips for taking care of your hair, and particularly stressing anti-aging hair tips. So maybe you could help us. I must say to you that you must have been a beautiful baby, because, baby, look at you now. So we look in the mirror and we see. Sometimes we think we're looking a little older. So what can we do? Like, because your hair, like your taste in music, changes with the generations. And what can we do now to make our hair look better?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. At the salon, we do haircuts, coloring, and hair treatments. Hair treatments are very important for hair. Helping hydrate the hair. Masks are very good. They repair and strengthen the hair. Moisture.
Right.
You know, diet. A lot of protein and irons are important for healthy
hair. Right. You know, one of the people was telling me that the most important thing about your diet and improving your hair is make sure you have plenty of protein and iron.
Yes.
And they're the most important things to make your hair and your diet look best.
Yeah, makes it important. And zinc, too. Zinc promotes hair growth, too.
Right. Now, anything we tell you, if it has anything to do with your health, make sure you consult your doctor before you follow any general tips that we're giving.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it could be something like anemia, an iron deficiency, an autoimmune disease. So it could be anything that affects your hair.
Yeah, like a side effects to medication. That also causes, hair
loss. Right, right. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that you can do. First of all, before you have your hair done by the colorist or by the hair specialist, if you think you're going to have color, are there things that you should do to make sure that you get the best?
Gray hair is, gray hair is one thing that people don't...
Try to speak a little louder.
Yeah, gray hair is something that people tend to not like so much. Because gray hair is wiry, it's like a dull texture, so color can improve your texture and add body to the hair. That's very good to do.
Well, also, if you're going to be coloring your hair, are you best not to wash your hair right before you come in if you want, if it's too dry or if it's too oily, you have to get it back to where it should be?
You could do some conditioning treatments. Before you do the color, I wouldn't do it the same day, but you can do it before, a couple of days before, get a nice treatment, try to get your hair back to, hydration mode, and, and then you can color it and do what you do,
They say don't wash your hair for 2 days before you have your hair colored, and also don't wash your hair after 2 days that you have your hair colored.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. And you don't want to load up on conditioning and different kinds of things, and you don't want to use a lot of heat-based styling tools, correct?
Yes. Heating.
Okay.
Yes, heating is not great.
All right. So now, how do you figure what kind of a haircut to give?
How do I figure it? Everybody's got that misconception of cut the hair short if the hair is thin, But that's only a myth. You can have beautiful hair below the shoulders, as long as you have long layers that move and free move together, to give
right.
the illusion of fullness.
Okay.
You know.
So the longer layers will hold the shape and look fuller.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's either or. You can cut it short, but sometimes when you cut the hair too short, sometimes it looks thinner. You know. So.
Right.
It just depends on the hair texture and.
You want to have enough hair that can make it look full.
Beautiful. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now, when in doubt, moisturizing, how often should you be moisturizing?
Moisturizing? Well, you should shampoo your hair and moisturize your hair no more than twice a week. That's my recommendation.
Okay, so you don't tell people, you're telling them don't wash your hair every day.
Don't wash it, no. I would not wash the hair, because then it dries the hair out.
Uh-huh. And if your hair is dry or it's grayish, turning gray, you have to make sure you use a rich conditioning.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, what about brushing hair? Does brushing hair good for your hair or pulls it out?
Brushing hair is good, like a gentle brush. A gentle brush encourages healthy blood flow to the scalp. So, you know. That's good.
That's very important.
Sometimes at the salon we give a scalp massage to everybody that gets their hair washed. So
mm-hmm.
that's good because it increases the blood flow to the hair and, makes it feel better and it looks good.
Right. And people don't realize it, but certain things like the oils, like the natural sebum that you produce, all these things decrease with age. Is that right?
True.
So, in other words, you have to consider these things when you're picking your hair products.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Now, okay. So, if we do the, let's say we do the color. What do you do first? You do your coloring first, and then you do your cut.
Yes, we do the coloring first, and after the coloring, then we shampoo. And condition.
Right.
And then we, sometimes people do like a glaze afterwards.
Uh-huh.
To the hair. A glaze is a nice, it's an extra thing that we do. What the glaze does, it coats the hair. The glaze's objective is to give the hair, that extra shine.
Right.
The extra gloss. And it's a nice add-on.
Uh-huh. Now, do you tend to do like some highlights around the temple? That's probably where people get gray first.
Yes, around the temple area, people get gray first. We sometimes do a partial touch-up around the hairline, or we do
uh-huh.
a highlight. You could do a highlight as well.
Right.
You could do both things.
Now, the gray hair, naturally, because it's wiry and dull in texture usually, it reflects less light. Is that right?
Yes. True.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then by getting it colored, it improves all that,
Yeah. So. Would you suggest first starting with a few highlights?
You could start off with a few highlights, but you're not going to get full coverage on the highlights, with the gray, a few highlights. You're gonna have
it depends upon how much gray you have and where it is, right?
It all depends how much you have.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what other kinds of things do you do to make people feel and look younger?
What else do we do? Well, our biggest thing is we give all our clients a scalp massage.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, our thing is at the salon, what we do is we give everyone a scalp massage before they get their hair done.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's something that everybody just loves.
Makes you feel good anyway.
Yes, makes you feel good, and it helps the hair, helps the blood flow into your...
Right, and all of that makes your hair look better.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, so what are some of the... How would you color the gray? How do you know what color to use?
Well, we have, there's a color chart, and we have a consultation with the client. And we'll
uh-huh.
see what they will like, what color they will like, It all depends.
Yeah.
We give our recommendation, and then it's up to them if they want to do that,
If the person is, very active and does a lot of running or sports, for example, Mm-hmm. Would that influence how you cut the hair?
Yes, because having the hair longer, it's easier to maintain, because all you have to do is put it in a ponytail.
Right.
And if, you know, or you could, you know, cut your hair really short, you know? I mean, it's either or, you know? Everybody's, depends on their hair, it depends on their lifestyle, what they want.
Right.
You know?
Is the first thing you do look at them and see what you think would be best?
Yes, absolutely. That's my...
And then you let them make the decision.
And I let them make the decision, you know?
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Now, once you've done this, you blow dry the hair after you finished with it?
After
How do you get it into style?
Yeah, after we cut the hair, then we blow dry the hair, and then if there's any changes we make, we could cut it a little dry as well, and otherwise, then that's it. Then
okay. All right, Joe, can you give us some tips about how they can reach you? How can we get you on the phone,
yes,
for example?
The name of the salon is Davanti Hair Salon in Scarsdale, New York. The number is 914-723-0977.
Right, and we're talking to Joe Sciardullo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, after you color it, do you generally suggest using a glaze, and what is a glaze, and what does it do?
A glaze? Well, a glaze coats the hair. It could be done anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks. A glaze's objective is to give the hair, you know, that extra shine. And it's actually a safe...
Is that something you recommend?
A glaze, yes. Because, like I said, it coats the hair and gives it a lot of shine, that extra shine. It lasts about 2 weeks in the hair. And a lot of people seem to love it.
Okay, now, that also makes your hair, the color lasts longer, doesn't it? Because it protects it?
It makes the hair, it makes the color last a little bit longer, too. You know, the actual color of the hair.
Right. So,
yeah.
And what kind of shampoos and conditioners should you use? Is it different if you have colored hair and, colored your hair versus you don't?
Yeah, in the salon, we use this product called Olaplex, and it's good for all types of hair.
What is it that says, say, some of them are using purple shampoo? What is that?
Oh, the purple shampoo. Well, the purple shampoo eliminates brassy tones to the hair.
Uh-huh.
So if you get your hair colored and it gets really like orange-like, you know, you use a little bit of the purple shampoo and it actually almost like colors your hair again.
Uh-huh.
And it brings it back to its natural state of when you previously had colored it.
When you glaze your hair, does it add any color or is it neutral?
No, it's neutral. It's just like a coating of like shine.
So, but won't change the color at all?
No, not at all. There's no ammonia,
okay,
so it won't lift or anything. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting.
Yep.
And what about using sprays? Do you suggest using any kind of spray or what?
I'm not really a fan of spray. Spray makes the hair dull. It dries it out. I mean, if you, I would use maybe a light spray, if that.
Right.
I'm not really a fan of it. There's a lot of alcohol in sprays, and that tends
sometimes they put too much spray on and the hair looks stiff.
Oh yeah, that's not
right.
Yeah.
Now, are there sprays that come without alcohol in them so that they don't...
You know what? I think they all have a little bit of alcohol in it, even the ones that say they don't have it, because then it's not going to work.
And that causes dryness and brittleness, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And
even the blow drying, even when you're heat styling, that causes breakage, too, to the hair.
Okay.
You know, if you blow dry
as
hair,
well as the curling irons and those things, right?
Yeah, that's too. I mean, you could do it once in a while, but not all the time.
Uh huh. Now, what about dandruff formulas? Now, some people say that those are hydrating and soothing, even if you don't have dandruff, and then it can help relieve like itching due to increased sebum and production in the scalp.
Yeah, I mean, if you have dandruff. They do make dandruff shampoos that
uh-huh.
the hair. That's that's dry.
Right.
You know, we really don't come across too many people with dandruff, to be honest with you, which is strange, but we don't have that many people that have dandruff.
Right.
Everybody today takes care of their hair today.
Right.
You know, well, they try to.
Okay, so how often do most people have to have their hair cut?
I figure anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks.
And what about how often do you have to color?
Color anywhere between 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Depends on how fast the hair grows.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but the important thing, I think, is for people to realize that they don't have to wash their hair every day, and they shouldn't. Just because they're showering, it doesn't mean they have to wash their hair.
Exactly, because when you wash your hair too much, it just dries it out.
Okay.
Yep.
That's really very, very important. You're loaded with information. Again, we're talking to Joe from Devante. Hair salons in Scarsdale. What's the address in Scarsdale?
92 Brook Street.
Okay. Easy to get there, too. It's right up near one of the highways, so it's easy to get to from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's always ample parking there.
Yes.
Okay. It's been very interesting talking to you, Joe.
Well, thank you
very
much.
And I'll be seeing you very soon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and thanks very much.
Thank you.
And have a happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Marion Joyce, host of Marion Joyce Consumer Talk, and a board member of Pediatric Cancer Foundation. In the spirit of giving thanks for your family's health, please remember to help support research and care for children with cancer by donating to Pediatric Cancer Foundation, a nonprofit organization. Check the website at www.pcfweb.org. Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to the Marion Joy Show. I'm Marion. Interesting interview. And now we're going to be talking about some things that are very important to you. If you're going to a party or you're going to be celebrating, whether it's a birthday party, a holiday party, or a special time of the year party, it's very important that you know how to navigate the party buffet, because most people are involved with the buffet, and they have to make sure that they don't eat too much and don't eat too much of the wrong foods. And it's actually said that at these buffets, the average number of calories that Americans consume in one of these parties is probably about 2,500 calories. And that's enough for more than people need, most people, depending upon what your weight is. And they'll generally gain about a pound and a half with just going around the buffet. And then it takes about several months to get rid of that extra weight that you've been celebrating. In any event, I'm going to give you a little quiz up there, and you give me the best answer that you can, and you can just yell it out at me or think to yourself. And I'm going to say that no matter what the party is, there are many innocent-looking foods that are filled with hidden sugars and carbohydrates and fats, and this can make your diet, especially if you're diabetic or trying to lose weight or gain weight, influenced by that. So anyway, let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? Okay, which of these is the healthiest appetizer choice if you're at the buffet plate or you're taking pass-arounds? Would it be very creamy sandwiches like cheeses or various kinds of meats? Or would it be crackers and cheese? Or would it be a vegetable dip? Okay, I hope you said the vegetable and dip. Depending upon really what the dip is, because veggies, especially if they're passed around with broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, like baby carrots and tomatoes, they're a good start to any meal that fills you up. And by the way, it's not a bad idea to have some sort of a very light snack before you go to a party so you don't overeat, you're not tempted by the wrong foods. The vegetables are high in nutrition and low in calories, and they'll really fill you up a lot, because the less healthy buffet choices can just leave you wanting more, especially the salty ones. They always feel like having more. But the problem is if it has dips and they're dense with fat, either skip the dip entirely, or else take only a small portion, very small portion, and put it separately on your plate so you can just dip it in. Okay, next question, and I don't know if you any know these answers. If they're serving cheeses, to measure out a portion of cheese, which is a guideline? The palm of your hand, or your thumb, or half of your plate? I hope you said, and most people aren't sure of this, but it's your thumb. A serving size of cheese is 1 ounce, and that's about the size of your thumb. I don't know how big your hands are. If you choose to eat it with crackers, that limits you, and you should only have one or two and cut back then on the other carbs that they're serving during the meal, like rolls or potatoes. Okay, so that's number two. Now let me ask you this. Ready? Which side dish is the smartest choice? A grilled green vegetable like asparagus, or potato salad, or a spinach or broccoli casserole? Well, I hope you said a grilled vegetable like grilled asparagus, because you have to watch out for starchy vegetables like potatoes and those that are prepared with butter, mayonnaise, cheese, or cream. When it comes to vegetable sides, the grilled or broiled, plain, or with vegetable oil is the healthiest choice. So far we're doing great. Now let me ask you this one. Not everyone should be having alcohol, but if you do have alcohol, which of these drinks is best? A craft beer, or a dry white wine, or some sort of a cocktail? Well, the answer is clearly the dry white wine, because it's provided it's safe for you to drink, and provided you're not driving, if you're having any alcohol at all, stick to one that has a low sugar and calorie content. And the white dry wines would have much less than a lot of these richer, especially the red wines. The other thing is that cream liquors are heavy on both, and so are craft beers, which may have twice the calories and alcohol as a light beer. So if the light beer is available, ask for it. And also, there are some beers now that have no alcohol. You can ask for that. Limit yourself to one or two drinks. Women should have only 1 ounce of wine, for example. Men can have two. That's because there are differences in their makeup, and men can metabolize. They have an enzyme that helps them metabolize the alcohol much better. And put some food in your stomach before you start drinking anything. And it's always a good idea. In other words, if you're going to have anything to drink at all with alcohol, make sure you drink not on an empty stomach, because that can give you a blood sugar dip because of the way it works in your body. But then you're going to be losing control of what you're drinking and eating. So anyway, those are some of the ways of navigating the buffet at a party. And if you're going to be talking to people, walk far away from the buffet so you're not tempted to keep going back and forth and back and forth. Take one portion and limit it. And that's the way we should do it. We'll be right back. I have some more tips for you.
Hello, I'm Marion Joyce, host of Marion Joyce Consumer Talk, and a board member of Pediatric Cancer Foundation. In the spirit of giving thanks for your family's health, please remember to help support research and care for children with cancer by donating to Pediatric Cancer Foundation, a nonprofit organization. Check the website at www.pcfweb.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marion Joyce with more helpful hints for you. If you are going to a party, I told you some of the things to do. And also, if you're wearing contact lenses, if you have extended wear contacts, don't sleep in them. The problem is that your eyes have to breathe, and they can do permanent damage to your eyes, to your cornea, which could be sight-threatening. So they tell you to absolutely, if you're sleeping in your lenses, you can raise the risk of eye infection up to 8-fold. Let your eyes breathe during the day. You encounter dirt and debris and microbes that can cause infections and possibly abrasions in your eyes. If you allow the bacteria and material to linger in your delicate eye membrane overnight. So keep your eyes clear for optimal levels of oxygen where your eyes can breathe, and leave your lenses in when you leave your lenses into sleep. So wearing extended wear lenses without removing them can also cause you to develop new blood vessels in your cornea, which has the potential to impair vision over time. So it's best that you remove and throw away daily lenses before going to sleep. Extended wear should not be used at night. They should be removed before bed and disinfected with a hydrogen peroxide cleaner, and always rinse and store lenses in a sterile saline solution to keep them free of microbes and limit the chances of infection. We're getting great, wonderful things that we're getting, and all of a sudden, people are just not following the proper protocol for them. So if you have that, make sure that you take them out, okay? Now, if you're going to a warm place and you're going to be enjoying the sun over the wintertime, you have to be able to ease a burn if you get a sunburn. And one of the ways, if you feel that you have been in the sun too long during peak hours, which you should probably stay out of. The other thing is there's a myth that if you're sitting under an umbrella, that's giving you protection like you're wearing sunblock. It's not true. You need high UV protection because you're still getting the sun, especially for the beach with the reflections from the water and the sand. You're going to get a lot of sunburn UVs, and the umbrella is not really protecting you. And also you should be wearing, try to wear, UV-protected fabric in the clothing that you're wearing. And anyway, but if you do get sunburned, cover up during peak hours and wash cold water to stop the burn in its tracks. And enjoy yourself, but be careful. Also, an ointment of vitamin A and D will help you, as also you can use zinc oxide. Anyway, this is Marion Joyce. I want you all to enjoy and thank my guests, and most of all, my wonderful studio engineer. Until next time, love is the oil that takes the friction out of life. And smile, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. See you next time, and enjoy.